On the show today, we have Brian Lauer from Messick, Lauer & Smith talking about his new book, CUSOs, How Credit Unions and Entrepreneurs Can Get Started and Win with Credit Union Service Organizations. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And we have a budding author on the program today, Mr. Brian Lauer from Messick, Lauer & Smith. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing all right. But I think you're doing better than me because you are the author of a new book coming out, or that's already out right now. It's called CUSOs, How Credit Unions and Entrepreneurs Can Get Started and Win with Credit Union Service Organizations. Congratulations, Brian. Great news.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Yeah, well done. So, obviously, I said the title and we kind of get the gist of what it's all about. CUSOs, obviously, and that's your guys' specialty. I mean, you guys know that backwards, forwards, and upside down and all around. But give us a quick overview on the book. What's in there and what can we expect when reading it?
Sure. So, the book is really all about CUSOs. It's really an intro to how credit unions can use CUSOs to get income, non-interest income, interest income, cut down on operating expenses, collaborate to innovate and bring new products and services to their credit unions. Stuff that some credit unions have been doing for quite some time in CUSOs. But oftentimes in our practice, as you said, we really do know the ins and outs of CUSOs upside down and all around. And and we get a lot of calls from folks off the street, maybe come to our website or something like that, and they look and they call us and they say, hey, I'm interested in CUSOs. Tell me about this. What does this mean? And, we spend some time talking about it, and every time everybody gets really jazzed up and excited about it. And so, when I started doing that over and over again over the last, 10 plus years, I thought, we should write a book about this. And so that people can grab it, take it with them, bring it to the beach if they want. I don't know if they would do that.
Perfect beach reading,
Brian. Just to learn about CUSOs and get an idea of what the ins and outs of the sort of intro. It doesn't dive into too much detail into the specifics of the complexities, like some of the more complex things that we do, but just really gives an overall guiding voice for how to get involved in CUSOs.
Right. And if you want to start a CUSO, because the CUSO market right now is booming, as you well know. Every time we go to NetCUSO, there's just like at least a dozen more that have started in the past year. But so if you're looking to start a CUSO, would this be a good kind of a guide as well for folks to read?
Yes. In fact, it's, most of the book is spent talking about talking to folks that haven't formed a CUSO in the past.
Gotcha.
So it really is for credit union folks and maybe entrepreneurs and service providers that are thinking about entering the CUSO marketplace as well, teaming and collaborating with credit unions. It's really for folks like that don't really know about the industry, sort of take a look at how the industry works, the ins and outs of starting a CUSO, how to do it right, the problems that we've seen, where CUSOs that don't work in the past. So it really walks through that whole process.
Okay, very cool. What are a couple of other takeaways that I don't want to steal the whole book, but just a couple of takeaways that people can get, a couple of really juicy nuggets that people can take from the book right away?
Well, I think the key is that credit unions need to collaborate to survive. So while some of the book is spent talking about forming a CUSO on your own as a credit union, you wholly own that CUSO, things like insurance services or those types of things that credit unions do on their own. But really the book is trying to generate interest in credit unions working together to survive. If a credit union has a certain expertise or certain quality service that they provide now to their members, it's teaching them to take that and maybe collaborate with other credit unions and provide that to more people throughout the state, throughout the country, whatever their goals are, but also collaborating to try and drive down expenses as well. We've seen great examples of credit unions working together to try and drive down the cost of operating expenses like IT and compliance and those sorts of things. The things that really are just cost centers within a credit union, and if credit unions can collaborate and do that, it helps them to be able to continue to serve their communities. And so I think the overarching nugget, Mike, and you sort of get this toward the end of it, but it's one of those books that you can read the last pages first and it won't ruin it. But the idea is that credit unions really are all about their community. They're all about the field membership or the community that they serve. And so really we're trying to to show credit unions that you can use CUSOs to continue to serve your community and not be hurt by the environmental factors that are out there that are really affecting credit unions' ability to do that. You know, whether that's outside competition from online fintechs or competition from bigger banks and so on, and or the driving costs of running a credit union.
Right on. And so what are the goals? What did you, when you first started out, I mean, you alluded to, you know, when you first started, when you kind of got the idea of writing the book, what are the ultimate goals for writing this book? Is it to like make people more aware of CUSOs, get them better acclimated to them, obviously learn how to start one? What are some of the other goals in writing this book? What do you want to achieve here?
Yeah, so I think you've hit on some of it, right? So learning how to start a CUSO, it's really sort of an idea of giving an inside guide to those that don't know too much about CUSOs or know a little bit about CUSOs, mm-hmm. but not a lot, mm-hmm. and give them sort of a resource to be able to get deeper into those details and know who to call and talk to and get some, you know, some contacts and so forth. Know to come to NACUSO, as you mentioned earlier, Mike, and learn a lot about what CUSOs can do. But the goal really is to be one of those resources for folks to grab. You know, sometimes people like to pick up the phone and call someone. Sometimes people like to read about it. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity for somebody to grab that book and read about it if they've heard people say CUSOs in the past and they just don't know what it means or how their credit union could use them and so forth.
Who is this book for? Who's your target audience with this?
Well, I think primarily credit unions.
Right.
I think that's the primary target. I would say probably more of the senior management team within a credit union. But then also entrepreneurs, because we do get a lot of calls. Yeah. And, you know, you probably see it at NACUSO as well, at the conference, that there are a lot of entrepreneurs coming into the marketplace, and they're seeing the advantages of using CUSOs. In other words, not just being a vendor within the credit union industry, but teaming with credit unions to be one of the industry, part of the industry. So it's really geared toward those folks as well.
Yeah, off on a little tangent here. That's what I really like about NACUSO. There's a very entrepreneurial spirit there, and it's really exciting to see this. It's almost like a startup environment. So it's really exciting to see these new CUSOs or companies, if you will, get started, and these great ideas that are just, everyone's kind of networking in the hallways and stuff. And so, I mean, I think this is a great complement to all of that and more, I would think.
Yeah. And I think, you know what, you just said something really, really great, Mike. You know, it's the ideas. And this is a book, I think, that for those folks that have an idea, they can actually pick this book up. You don't have to read it cover to cover to necessarily filter through where your idea fits, but you can get some answers to whether you could do it, how you could do it, and, you know, take it from there.
Indeed. Very cool stuff. Hey, before we let you go, to wrap up here, where can folks pick it up? Obviously, Amazon. Where else? Is there any other place we can pick it up?
No, Amazon's the primary spot right now. Yeah, so you can just do a search. And I've actually tried it. If you just do a search in Amazon under CUSOs, not surprisingly, only one that comes up.
Well, very good. Perfect. That's a really good search engine right there. I love it. Very cool. All right, Brian, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom on this?
No, actually, the only thing I would say is everybody sign up to go to the NACUSO conference. You can meet me there, and maybe I'll even have a book for you if you find me in the...
Exactly. And you can add it to your library behind you.
That's right. There you go.
All right, Brian. Great talking to you again. Congrats on the book, and we'll put a link into it. We'll put a link right to it in the show notes, too, so people can get right to it and check it out.
Great. Thanks so much, Mike.
You are welcome.